to be here with Andrew, Tom, and Corinne. And I'm going to talk a little bit about our Health and All Policies Task Force in California. I want to start by showing a very short video clip that was produced by Carl Anthony and Paloma Pavel at Earth House Center that I think starts to give us an idea of why Health and All Policies is so important.
Opportunities are accommodation for civic engagement.
I think we should have affordable health insurance for everybody.
More green spaces so our kids can be outdoor and not playing video games and watching TV too much.
Tree-lined streets, healthy green trees. I spoke for California.
One of the key issues we really need to be thinking about is affordable housing.
Walkable and bikeable communities for all ages and all fitness levels.
Access to parks. Access to safe places to play.
Access to public water.
Community with very, very strong social support networks.
Violence-free neighborhood.
A diverse variety of economic development opportunities, both for jobs and services and resources that people need in their communities.
Aesthetic and making environments attractive.
Safe and walkable neighborhoods.
All communities have equal access to fresh, healthy, affordable food.
Safe and affordable housing for all.
When you work, you make enough money to support you and your family.
Non-toxic air and water.
Healthier choices are easy and appealing.
Good quality public education.
Racial and economic integration of our communities.
An inclusive and responsive decision-making process.
Trees are the answer.
Safe distances between people and polluters.
Community members are stakeholders in the planning process.
Universal access to quality preschool.
A healthy community is one where you can simply walk to the grocery store.
Like art, music, and poetry.
People live, work, and get education in their community.
So Health and All Policies is really rooted in the broad definition of health that's reflected in this video clip, and in an understanding that the physical, social, economic, and services environments in which we live, work, study, and play impact our health directly by making available opportunities that support health and by influencing people's everyday actions. Non-health agencies, education, criminal justice, transportation, agriculture, often play a far greater role in shaping those environments than public health agencies do. And Health and All Policies is an explicit recognition that public health agencies must partner with all of these other sectors to improve population health and reduce health inequities. It's impossible for us to do it ourselves. Our Health and All Policies Task Force also strives to more consciously understand our responsibility in public health to help other agencies achieve their goals, especially when those goals have important health co-benefits, such as reducing greenhouse gas emissions or improving the availability of affordable housing. So our task force was established in 2010 by a governor's executive order, and it followed discussions between our Health and Human Services Agency and the governor's office and the Department of Public Health about how to address obesity, which was a particular interest of our former Governor Schwarzenegger, and our increased understanding that we really had to address policy and environmental change in order to address the obesity epidemic. The governor directed the Strategic Growth Council to establish a Health and All Policies Task Force whose purpose it would be to identify priority programs, policies, and strategies to improve the health of Californians while advancing the goals of the Strategic Growth Council. So the Strategic Growth Council is a cabinet-level council legislatively mandated to coordinate state agencies engaged in sustainability efforts such as greenhouse gas emissions reductions, sustainable land use planning, air quality, affordable housing, and protection of California's natural resources and agricultural lands. And we are explicitly mandated to find specific win-win strategies that advance health and sustainability goals. Like the Federal Prevention Task Force that Corinne will talk about, the task force is very broad. We have 18 state agencies and departments, including transportation, education, housing, environmental protection, land use planning, justice, labor, agriculture, forestry, parks, etc. So our first step was to develop a framework for defining what is a healthy community. And we did this with very broad input from the task force members. We had 8 public workshops around the state. That's where the video clip came from, was from our public workshops. And we also met with a variety of stakeholders and advocacy groups. We thought it was really important to get everybody on the same page about why we were doing health and all policies, and to give all of the agencies in particular an opportunity to understand our framework for thinking about health, and give them an opportunity to see where they fit in that. We then developed a series of aspirational goals that was a way to essentially take some abstract concepts and make them a little bit more real for people, and this was work done within the task force. We had 6 aspirational goals. For example, in active transportation, our goal is that all California residents have the option to safely walk, bike, or take public transit to school, work, and essential destinations. Our healthy public policy goal was that California decision makers are informed about the health consequences of various policy options during the policy development process. And then based on our healthy community framework and our aspirational goals, we worked to develop recommendations. So based on all the input that we got from one-on-one meetings, like 4 or 5 one-on-one meetings with each of our task force members, meetings with other members of their staff, our public workshops, meetings with a wide variety of stakeholder and advocacy organizations, we got over 1,100 recommendations for what the task force should do. And we then applied fairly loosely criteria similar to those that Dr. Farley talked about, impact on health, feasibility. And very important for us, given our executive order, was the nexus with sustainability goals of other SGC agencies. And we also had a principle that we agreed on with the task force that everything we did would be by true consensus, meaning that any agency had the right to veto any recommendation and keep it out of our final task force report. So this was a bit of a challenge. And it took a lot of individual work with agencies and clusters of agencies to agree on wording. And also, we didn't include everything that we in the public health department would have liked to. If it didn't have a sustainability nexus that was sufficiently clear and simple that everybody in the task force could understand and agree to it, it was left on the cutting room floor. We had some important recommendations where the relevant agency wasn't at the table, and we couldn't include those. We focused only on actions that state agencies could take, because our first priority in this round for the task force was essentially proof of concept, to identify things that we could really work with other agencies on and demonstrate the importance and feasibility of the concept of health and all policies. We didn't reach consensus on everything. We had some recommendations that the most relevant agency didn't want to proceed on at this time, and we left those out. So we ended up with a report that included 34 recommendations clustered in these areas: active transportation, housing and indoor spaces, parks, community safety and violence prevention, healthy food, and healthy public policy. So, for example, in the healthy public policy, We had a recommendation about embedding health and health equity criteria in grants that the state makes to other organizations or to local governments. We talked about incorporating discussion about health impacts into the guidance documents that the state develops. We also identified four cross-cutting themes that we've carried forward into our current work that I'll talk about in a minute. Interagency collaboration, in other words, we put a priority on those actions that involved work across agencies, equity, community engagement, and data. The interagency collaboration and data are themes that are relatively easy for everybody to understand. The community engagement and equity pieces are harder because when we say those words, there's no agreement about what they mean amongst agencies. So one of the things that we're working on now is how to have some facilitated dialogue within the task force so that our 18 agencies can all sort of get closer to being on the same page about what it means when we use the word equity and what community engagement really means, especially for state agencies that aren't working down at the local level. Currently, the Strategic Growth Council accepted our first report and asked us to come back with a prioritized list of recommendations for which we would develop near-term 1 to 3 year implementation plans and process measures. So examples of our 11 prioritized recommendations are implementation of complete streets, a healthy food procurement policy for the state, incorporating a health equity perspective into state guidance, state surveys, and state technical assistance documents. We're now working on having the task force members and the Strategic Growth Council accept implementation plans. So our key lessons learned, it's a very challenging process. A lot of it has been about developing relationships, which takes a lot of time and patience. We've really had to step back and reassess some of our initial thinking about the areas that we're working in that we don't really know very much about, and take more time to really spend with the agencies and with the stakeholders of the agencies to understand a lot of the issues that we're concerned about. For example, with active transportation, we've had to learn a lot more than I ever thought I would know about the transportation planning process and where in that process we can have an efficient and effective engagement of public health concerns. We've also really had to listen to our partners to think about what their goals are and where there's an intersection between their goals and health and what we can offer as public health agencies to help them achieve their goals, a lot of which has to do with framing so that we help them understand how they can talk about the health benefits of objectives that in fact truly do have health co-benefits. It's been very important in our process to get a lot of broad input across a variety of different kinds of stakeholders. And finally, we're learning now that it's a lot easier, the deeper we go and the closer we get to actual implementation, the harder it gets. And it's also easier, it has been easier for us to identify specific actions around things like what we can do around healthy food policy than the much broader concepts of institutionalizing health into the policymaking process of other agencies. Our response has been really fantastic. We have a number of counties and other state health departments that are asking for information about how they might replicate this process. The task force has been held up as a model by the Strategic Growth Council and other state agencies for how to do cross-sectoral collaboration and interagency collaboration. And we've spawned some additional cross-sector work. So we now have a work group of 5 agencies that are looking at how to harmonize some tension among different agencies' guidance on affordable housing, transit-oriented development, density, and air quality. So we've actually deepened the cross-sectoral work in a number of areas that our first report just touched on. So I'm terrifically excited about this work, as challenging it is, and I encourage you to take a look at our work at our website, where you can find a lot more materials. I want to thank my terrific staff and all the agencies that we've worked with, and also the California Endowment, who's been funding our staff. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Rudolph. That was wonderful, interesting. The specific actions easier than the institutionalizations. Also, Dr. Farley talked about those concrete specific actions as being important. Interesting how the executive order you had to hew to really directed your work. Also, I found interesting starting with aspirational goals to give you some kind of focus and moving forward, but combined with the veto power that everyone can get. And so I'll be interested in the question and answer to hear how you actually get everyone into the act as much as possible in terms of public health not being their core mission, but them affecting all the departments affecting public health so critically.